Our Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. We do that at the top of every hour. Remind our listeners who we are. We are 1340 AM on the Tan Talk Radio Network right here in the Tampa Bay area. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, along with my associate pastor, Pastor Jim Ellsbury, and Nan Watson, part of our regular radio team. What a blessing, Pastor Jim, to have been on the air all these years. You joined us in, I believe, 08 or 09 on the air?
Early 09,
I think. All right. You've been on the air a long time, and it's too bad you don't enjoy it, right?
Oh, yeah. And again, you know, I say this so often, you know, it's already been station ID. And it's right. Just like, I think I like this show and love doing it, first of all, because it's an outreach and
right.
Doing something wonderful for Jesus. But it's just, I love just getting in here and talking about the Word.
Isn't it great?
And yeah. Just sharing and kind of just talking
right.
about the Word and about God. Yeah. I love that.
Yes. It really, doesn't it just lift you up? As we are doing the show, we are lifted up in God's presence. We're talking about the presence of God in our lives. We're in 1 Chronicles 16. The next song we're going to do is a song that talks about the glory of his presence. And it will absolutely move you. Oh, the Glory by Terry McCallum. And it is really talking about that amazing presence of God. And what we're saying on this show today is as we begin to give thanks, as we begin to worship him, as we begin to focus our attention on him during the day, as we are aware when we need to be praying for someone, when God speaks to our hearts, the presence of God fills us so much, it changes us. Pastor Jim, do you want to comment on that? Oh, the glory of his presence. That song, it just goes all through me when I
right.
hear it.
I've been doing a devotional hosting the presence, and it's really good because it talks about the presence of God and just knowing that his presence is, you know, that same glory cloud that sat upon the mercy seat
yes.
now is inside of us.
Yes, amen.
And I think that's, and I love this song. I love this version by Terry McCallum. I mean, it's just great. Because it just draws you right into the presence
yes,
of God.
Yes. And really, that's what this chapter and Thanksgiving Day is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Being thankful for his presence in our lives. And we are very grateful. Listen to this song. Let it touch your heart.
You're here, Lord Jesus.
Let it touch your heart.
Of your presence.
Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you, mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, God. Oh, Lord, we just give you thanks today. We give you thanks for your presence in our lives. We thank you for our listeners. We thank you for everyone that realizes the importance of being in your presence, mighty God, this day. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Dan, did you get a poem through that song?
Wow.
I bet you did.
I did. I did.
Who out there is not shocked?
Nobody's shocked. Right.
Let my presence engulf you right now. Offer heartfelt praise to my name. Mm. Praise me for who I am, your Father. I will fill your heart. You won't feel the same.
Yeah.
Give me the reverence that is due me. You will feel my love engulf you where you are. Precious one, I love you so very much, and for you I so deeply do care. My presence will engulf you right now. Lift your hands to me and praise my name.
Praise God.
You will sense me in a new way.
Amen.
And will certainly not feel the same.
Praise God. That is a call to get involved with praising and thanking God. Was it Friday night? Did we have church? No, we had Wednesday night last week, didn't we? A little messed up here, but I was teaching on the importance of coming out of our inhibitions, right, Pastor Jim, and learning to raise our hands to God and to open our mouths and be thankful. You know, and everybody uses this metaphor, but I got to use it one more time. We don't hesitate to be grateful at a ball game when our team scores a touchdown, or our team makes a basket, the winning basket, or our team hits a home run. We can really be demonstrative then, can't we?
Absolutely. And yet it's improper and inappropriate.
What is it?
To do that for God.
Wow, that's crazy. That's that lie of the devil.
That's just a tradition that we have to be. We
so
equate
proper.
Reverence with boringness.
But don't you think the devil's perpetrated that lie for so long so people won't have the benefit of praising and thanking God?
Absolutely. You read through the Psalms.
Yeah.
Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all
yes.
you peoples.
Yes, clap your hands. Shout
unto God Woo! With the voice of
yes,
triumph.
Yes, exactly. raise your hands. Amen. Yeah, get excited
hands,
shouting, about it.
Singing.
Yes.
Singing God's praises.
Yes.
Dancing.
Right.
I mean, read Psalm 150. I mean, God is up there dancing.
Right.
And how improper does that look?
God loves our demonstrativeness, does he not?
Well,
he loves it.
Again, all through the Psalms, worship, praise and worship, I think we sometimes misunderstand. I mean, praise is all that demonstrative stuff and all that wonderful stuff. Worship is probably a little quieter before the Lord. But neither of which is boring.
No.
And I think
it's fun.
You know,
it's
you
great
know,
fun.
You walk into not all, but most denominational churches, and they'd throw you out if you raised your hands
or gave a shout
amen.
Right.
You know?
You and I were raised in that kind of church. And so, Nan, were you?
I was raised Pentecostal.
Oh, okay. So you were more in the, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
More in the.
She was more in that shouting amen
that
stuff. Shout,
exactly.
You grew up that way. But
I did.
Pastor Jim and I didn't grow up that way, but I became that way, and I am so grateful that I am able to praise God.
My little Methodist church, we started kind of growing out of it, but that was because a few more of the members started receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, so that just.
Yeah.
You know, we all had to eventually leave, but again, it was that freedom then. And it wasn't just, as you know, at least in my church, it was on any of the hymns, verses 1, 2, and 4.
Right.
Heaven forbid if you sang verse 3. And, you know, it's just.
And you could stand up on one of them, sit down on another
now,
one.
None of that. Well, actually, we stood for the whole thing.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we didn't.
No, we used to always like stand up on 1 and 4, sit down on whatever. That's crazy.
That is kind of
nutty. Yeah, but I remember.
But I mean, that's, you know, we talked about structure.
Right.
That's kind of structure run amok.
Right.
You know?
Right. Sure.
Because, you know, we had, you know, you had your introit and, you know, the opening verses and blah, 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 and your opening hymn and this, that, and the other thing, and the sermon and the final hymn. And yet, if you tried to vary that,
right.
Ooh, it was not good. And I think, and I'm not just dissing denominational churches.
No.
Because so many Pentecostal and charismatic churches have gotten in that same sort of rut. I know, I've been in charismatic churches where if you didn't start out with some fast ones and some then slow them down,
yeah, right. They had a routine too,
to move people into worship.
Sure, routine.
And yet, there's nothing wrong with starting out with a slow one and ending on a fast mm-hmm. one. God can move. I mean, you just have to be sensitive to how God moves. And I think
that's it.
So often, we don't remember that, and
right.
our inhibitions, our traditions, get in the way. And yeah, you can just kind of sense a couple of people were kind of a little uncomfortable with raising their hands Wednesday.
Right. Yeah.
But praise God.
Right.
I think everybody did. And that's a wonderful thing. And it is. It's freeing. It's a surrender. Somebody said it was a surrender.
Absolutely.
To raise their hands. But some people, like, I know I've been in services where I'm just blabbing away here.
You're fine.
Where the Holy Spirit moved. And people just fell to their knees.
Right, exactly. Me too. Yes.
Or went, prostrate on the floor.
Yes, yes.
Because, you know, that the Spirit moved in
you. Amen.
You know, you have to be free to do what God, I mean, there's a time for clapping.
Right.
There's a time for jumping and dancing. There's a time sometimes to be kneeling and prostrate on the floor.
Oh, absolutely.
But it depends on listening to the voice of God.
Yes.
And being sensitive to where he's leading.
Right.
Because I firmly believe God needs to be in charge of our worship services.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Otherwise, as Whoopi Goldberg said in Sister Act, you're just quacking. You know, if God's not in charge, you're just quacking.
There you go. I'm glad you quoted Whoopi. That's great. Well, let's go back to First Chronicles. Yeah, you sure can. You got to quote Whoopi?
No, I can't.
Okay, go ahead.
I leave that to Pastor Jim.
Okay.
No, once, you know, there's people listening that's very foreign to them.
Yes, yes.
To clap your hands.
Right.
To shout. Raise your hands, to shout. I know a friend of mine has come to our church some, and who came from a very structured church background.
Mm-hmm.
And we clapped our hands and we raised our hands and, you know, we worship the way that we worship. And she was okay with that.
Yeah.
She was okay with that. And then she has invited me to the church she went to. And I said, do they clap their hands? And she says, no. Do they raise their hands? And she says, no. And I'm thinking, I don't think I can do that.
Uh-huh.
And what the point?
That's interesting.
Make,
that's a good point.
I don't know that I could do.
Go
I mean,
back
I could
to
if
that.
I had to.
Yeah.
But on a regular basis, I can guarantee you right now I couldn't. And what I want to say is what, you know, I was raised in that. But even if you're not raised in that, once you have experienced
yes.
that kind of praise and worship,
yes, amen.
And you participate yourself in that praise and worship,
amen.
As David did, where he sent
yes.
out these guys.
Right.
You know, these guys were never the same again.
Right.
These ones that was out there playing their instruments, that was their job. They were never the same again after that. And that's the way it is with us.
Right.
Once we have been involved with that, you really can't go back. Nothing against denominations that don't do that by any means.
No.
I have attended churches that did not, okay, but
you,
that was a healing reason why I was there. But you can't really go back because you've experienced it.
You want to be a part of that. Very interesting. The end of chapter 15 of First Chronicles is when David brings the chest of God, the Ark of the Covenant, into town. And he comes dancing and singing and just, you know, takes off his outer robe. He got hot and he's dancing before the Lord. And he is so into it and so excited to bring the Ark of the Covenant right in there with the people. And his wife, Michal, looks out the window. Is that where that is, or is it another passage?
No, you got it.
Okay.
Sorry,
go ahead.
I have the song Dancing Heart running through
my head. All
right,
go right ahead. Explain that.
Well, that song is an old song from the healing revival in the 40s and 50s.
Right.
But it talks about Michael through the window looked to criticize, did start.
Yes. Yes.
You know, because she didn't recognize that David had dancing feet as well as a dancing heart.
Right.
And, you know, she just... I don't know what was up with her, but she looked at him and she was embarrassed for it.
Yeah, she was humiliated. Yeah, he embarrassed her.
Because
yeah.
David was in just this linen ephod, which is just kind of a tunic-y thing.
Yeah.
And he was just dancing.
But he was
abandoning
all of his cares, and he was just
grateful
and thankful and praising God.
And he was abandoned in God.
Yes, he was.
You know,
worshiping. Yes.
Yeah. And there is, that's something that we need, and yet not everybody's going to understand. Michael certainly didn't.
That was the end of their marriage. I mean, you go on, you find that out.
Ended up being childless.
Yes.
I mean, because she, once David came back, and maybe it's in 2 Samuel, where it talks about, you know, she confronted him, and he said, look, I'm doing this for God.
That's right.
And you're not going to stop me. And by the way, he kind of basically said, if you can't be there with me,
right,
that's it.
Yes. Yes.
And you know, that can be real. That can be hard, but she didn't have
that heart.
Yeah. What she had was, I kind of maybe compare it to Lot's wife. Her heart was someplace else. It was not into worshiping God.
Right. And God sees that, this is a perfect place for this song by Sanctus Real. Is that how you pronounce their name of the group?
Sanctus Real.
Yeah, Real. Whatever you're doing.
It's time for healing. Time to move on. It's time to fix what's been broken too long. Time to make right what has been wrong. It's time to find my way to where I belong. There's a wave that's crashing over me, and all I can do is surrender whatever you're doing inside of me. It feels like hell. Somehow there's peace, and it's hard to surrender to what I can't see. But I'm giving in to something heavenly. Time for a milestone, time to begin again. Reevaluate who I really. Climbing aimlessly over these hills. So show me what it is you want from me. I give everything, I surrender to whatever you're doing inside of me. It feels like chaos, but somehow there's peace. And though it's hard to surrender to what I can't see, I'm giving in to something heavenly, something heavenly. Time to face up. This old house, time to breathe in and let everything out that I've wanted to say for so many years. Time to release all my held back tears. Whatever you're doing inside of me, it feels like it. Than life, so
Praise God. You know, you find out that God is working in us. And he works so amazingly when we surrender to him in thanksgiving and praise. It's just wonderful what he does. Nan, do you have something you want to share?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I will right the wrongs in your life. I will help you through your strife.
Woo.
You need to surrender all to me. Of your binds, you will be set free.
Mm-hmm.
I have so many gifts for you, but there is something you must do. Evaluate where you are. Look, see, then move forward in me. You can move forward in this way as you surrender, praise, and pray. You will receive what I have for you. Now do what you need to do. Turn from your negative ways. Look to me, praise, and pray. I will do so much inside of you. Praise and pray. That's what you're to do.
Oh,
and
he's
letting us know.
Yeah, talk to us.
We have a responsibility in this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the show, many times we have said he is a gentleman.
Right.
He does not shove himself.
Right.
Or anything about himself on anybody.
Right.
We have to be receptive. We have to ask him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when we accept Jesus as our Savior, we ask him.
Right.
Please forgive me of my sins.
Right.
Please come into my life.
Right.
Make me anew.
Right.
Help me as I live. We ask.
Right.
And this poem is just, it just kept saying that you need to surrender, praise, and pray.
Right.
And it said two or three times, you need to do what you need to do.
Right.
And that's what we need to do. I mean, we've talked in the first hour about being in an attitude of prayer and praise throughout the day.
Right.
That is a conscious decision.
Yes.
We decide to do that.
Right.
I can either decide to do that today, or I can make the decision I don't want to do that today. But it's something that we are doing. It's an act that we are doing, and it's up to us. It's
Amen.
Not up to him.
Right.
He is there, and he will give us all those things. It's up to us to receive and move forward as we need to. Praise and praise, as David was demonstrating
yes.
in this passage.
Excellent. Everything you just said. I want you to read that poem one more time, and then I'm going to let Pastor Jim comment on that, because whatever we're doing can bring us success in life. It can bring us straight into the presence of Almighty God. It can keep us out of the presence of Almighty God by doing our own selfishness and the way we behave all day long. Or when we become more God inside minded, there's a prayer like that in our prayer book, God inside minded. When we become more like that, our days are full of wonderful blessings and surprises. Go ahead.
I will right the wrongs in your life. I will help you through your strife. You need to surrender all to me. Of your binds, you will be set free. I have so many gifts for you. But there is something you must do. Evaluate where you are. Look, see, then move forward in me. You can move forward in this way as you surrender, praise, and pray. You will receive what I have for you. Now do what you need to do. Turn from your negative ways. Look to me, praise, and pray. I will do so much inside of you. Praise, pray. That's what you're to do.
Woo!
Okay, I'd like a copy of that.
Please. And would you make copies for that for our Friday night gathering this coming week?
Yes.
Okay, because that really puts the responsibility right back on us, doesn't it, PJ?
Well, and God gave us free will. He
yes.
doesn't want little robots.
Yes.
And I like what that poem is just great, because it speaks to me on a lot of levels about not taking, letting God handle it.
Yes.
As far as, you know, righting wrongs. I mean, so often we want to step in and I'm going to get in there and I'll take care of this.
Right, exactly.
Just make it a bigger mess
right.
than it was.
Yeah.
You know, we just need
to
step back, let God do what God needs to
That's
do in that
right.
situation.
That's right. Amen.
But also about the bindings being loosed.
Yes.
Again, and I like that, stop and evaluate.
Yes.
Because, we need to look at ourselves and see ourselves kind of in a dual sort of way. We need to have an image of ourselves as God sees us.
Right.
But also an image of ourselves as we truly are, because otherwise, if we don't see ourselves truthfully,
right,
then there's not going to be any reason to change. I mean, nobody wants to look at all the junk, but and the things that bind us up. But unless we do that,
that's
so
right,
they can be dealt with,
that's right, amen,
then they're never going to get dealt with,
right,
and we're going to keep running in those same ruts,
same
over and over again.
Over again.
And so I just think it's important that we do that. And I mean, in the poem, prayer, praising,
yes,
those are ways to do that. You know, and I've done this. Ask God to point out those hidden things.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way, and I looked it up just while Nan was reading the poem, the Living Version in Psalm 19, it says, forgive me for the hidden sins lurking in my heart.
Ah, okay.
You know, because we all have those.
Right,
that we
sure
don't even know we've done.
Right.
And then it says, but also don't let me fall into great sin.
Right.
And it's those little ones that can drag us into
mm-hmm
the bigger ones.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be aware of that. We need to evaluate ourselves and ask God to change us.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
And that was great. That was, and through prayer and praise. That's a wonderful way to, first of all, get yourself lined up with what, with God and
right,
and the, and what he wants to do. And then prayer, praising, that gives you the strength.
Yeah.
To do it, because that releases the Holy Spirit. I mean, you know, God dwells in the, God inhabits the praise of his people.
He does.
So God's right there with you.
Oh. As you were reading, go ahead.
I want to say, you know, as Pastor Jim has kind of said also, I don't want to piggyback on part of that, how when we praise and when we pray, and when we do it sincerely, and when we pray what you said, God, please let me see. I mean, I know in my life, there's been times that he's let me sing.
Yeah.
I didn't like what I saw.
Right.
But maybe it was a little attitude.
Right, sure.
Maybe I didn't want to let go of it.
Right.
Because that was part of me, and that's just the way I am, and you know, whatever it happened to be, that's
people's
just,
greatest excuse is that's just the way I am.
That's just the way I am. But you know what? When you fall in love with God.
Right. Amen,
and
sister.
And like Pastor Jim said, praise and
amen,
prayer. And praise and praying gives you, empowers you.
It does.
To be able to say, you know what? That's not really that important to me. I want to make you happy, Father. You know, it's like if you're married. And, you know, you have, you know, a husband, a wife, and you want to make them happy.
Exactly.
It does not mean you become their doormat. So that's
right,
certainly not what I'm saying.
Right.
But you want to, you do little things to make them happy. I know, like for me, last Christmas, for my significant other, I had the 12 days of Christmas. And it was little things. But
you're
the 12
funny
days of Christmas, by the coffee pot, every day,
right,
there was something.
Right.
And I delighted in doing that because it was a fun thing to do.
Right.
And it was to express my care.
Right.
And in the way that we do things humanly, say for a husband, say for a wife, say for a kid, say for a mother, say for a father, how much more,
right,
we need to be doing that kind of stuff in our relationship with God. Okay, God, you know, you're right. I thank God I've never had jealousy, but say I've had a spirit of jealousy.
Right.
And I've seen people just eat up with jealousy,
oh,
in churches.
Yeah, I have too.
I've seen,
oh,
it's
gosh,
terrible.
Yes, it's horrible.
But it's like, okay, God, you know, I
brain
don't want to hold on to that jealousy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Help me.
Amen.
I want to please you.
Amen.
Help me get rid of it, and he will help you.
Amen.
Woo!
All that is right on. Look at verse 11 of 1 Chronicles 16. In the NIV, it says this: look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced. And basically, this is a conscious effort. In the Message Bible, it says this: study God and his strength. Seek his presence day and night. Remember all the wonders he performed, the miracles and judgments that came out of his mouth. In other words, we're still talking about this word today, focus. Focus on God. Study him. You know, when we study these passages in the Word of God on Sunday afternoons on this show, wherever God leads us for that particular show, we're studying God. You know, we're studying his strength. We're studying how he caused, say, David to confess his sins. Psalm 51, when David says, "Created me a clean heart." You know, maybe that's not where that is, but is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. And all about the Bathsheba sin and all that, right? And we see God. We study God. We study his strength. We study people just like us, like David, who felt like, hey, it's time to call this nation to thankfulness, to focus on God. Study God. Study his strength. Study his miracles. God, you're a miraculous God. Write it down. If you don't have a journal, you need to get a journal. Dr. Angel and I talk about this a lot on Go Yard, because a journal is a little whatever, in whatever form. Nan bought a bunch of them for our church people last year. And anything that you can write down what God says to you, or things, answers to prayer, praise reports. Talk to me about this, Pastor Jim, amidst your coughing.
Well, it's a good thing to keep track of what God does. And I know I always look to the prophet Samuel, who moved that stone and called it Ebenezer.
That's right.
The stone of help, because he said, to this point, to this boundary, God has helped us.
Right.
And that's important. I think we need to be able to have something, because we're human, we forget.
Right.
But to be able to look back and say, okay, God answered this prayer on this date. God answered this prayer on this date.
That's exactly right.
And also, if God, if you're reading the scriptures and God says, okay, this is for you, or, you know, you're meditating on it and God shows you something in the scripture, it's good to write that down.
Oh, it is.
Because,
yes.
Again, it's a way of remembering, because we tend not to remember.
Right.
And at least if we've written it down, we've got it down somewhere. And I'll tell you what, several teachings have come out of things like that.
Right.
You know,
oh, absolutely.
You know.
So the importance of focusing, what we're saying today, the focus, our focus has got to be focusing on thanking God, on praising him, on worshiping him, on entering into his presence. And when we do that, everything begins to change. These people that David appointed for specific tasks here, to give thanks, to play their instruments, to intercede, to worship, these are things that all of us should learn to do, to come into his presence, to seek him, to sit around and talk about answers to prayer. I love it when we start our services with praise reports. Mm-hmm. I love that, because here's what God did this week. This happened, this happened, this happened, then God did this. You know, I love it. Nan, talk to me about that, how important that is when we concentrate on the answers, the way we've seen God move.
Well, I think a lot of times, if you don't watch it, and we don't do it at Beacon, but if you don't watch it in your personal life, you know, you just focus on, I have this prayer need,
yes.
I have this prayer need,
right.
I have this going on, I have this going on, and those are all true,
right?
Okay, that's okay, but what you need to do is, like Pastor Jim said, write down
right
when the answer came,
right?
You know, so our we share praise reports at the beginning of our gathering. It's fresh stuff.
Right. It is.
Guess what happened to me this week?
Yeah.
You know, and then you share. And then someone else like, well, I have this going on, but guess how God moved in that?
Right.
You know,
yeah.
And it's fresh stuff.
Right,
it's
it is.
It's fresh stuff off the boiler plate.
As you That's right.
Boiler plate.
Thank you, yes.
Right.
You know, but it does several things. We're giving a witness for Christ.
Right.
Okay, so we're speaking with boldness.
Right.
It's encouraging. There may be someone sitting there who has a similar situation.
Right.
And they say, well, if God moved in that, move in mine. Or you may have something going on that's not a similar situation, but it's encouraging. It increases our faith.
It does.
I love to hear what's happened in people's lives during just that week or the last 2 weeks or the last month, whenever, you know. I love hearing that because it increases my faith when I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
And as it does everybody, that's why we get all excited. Right. Get to share praise reports.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you know, and it was interesting. There's this young man at my school. He's an associate pastor. He's a temporary teacher. And I never know when he's going to come by my office. Okay. And he'll come by and he'll say, do you have anything I need to pray for you about?
Wow, that's
and
wonderful.
And I've had some stuff. And he's praying. God's
yes,
moved.
Yes, yes.
But we were talking. He was like, I got out my journal. And he'll come with his journal and say, well, what about this? You pray, how, you know. And then I said, you know, you ought to write down the what we do at you do, Pastor Jim, for our church is write down the answers.
Right.
He's like, I never thought of that. So now he's writing down the answers. He's all excited. He'll come with a journal. Look, this is what God was happening. And look what God did. And the young man is just so on fire for God. And we can all be that way too by our choice.
Amen. Think about the pilgrims landing in this continent, right? What brought about Thanksgiving Day, Pastor Jim?
Well, they had they had suffered severely,
right,
from the winter before.
Right,
several of them died, or many of them died. They did befriend the Indians, and God gave them a bountiful harvest. So,
right,
the pilgrims and the Native Americans all gathered and, you know, gave thanks to God.
Yes.
Oh, that could have continued, but.
Amen.
But
you know,
but they did, because they were celebrating.
They were celebrating God's bounty, and
that's right.
And they did say it was. They patterned it after tabernacles.
Right.
The pilgrims did. I think I love it when we all get together for church.
Yes.
Because that is a real reminder of what that day is all about.
Right.
Yes.
You know, I remember with my family, and I just, so you know, I love my family, but it's like, since I was the pastor, I got to say the prayer.
Right.
Well, it's kind of hard to squeeze a sermon into a 2-minute prayer, but I mean, it's like the only time.
Right.
That.
They want to talk about it. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
I know.
And that's a little disheartening, but. Praise God, at least I get those opportunities when I'm home.
So. Well, the other day at Thanksgiving dinner, you know, the word's beginning to get around that we're moving our ministry, not moving our ministry, but we are increasing our ministry and going into Mexico in the month of February. And so I was cornered 2 or 3 times, but one in particular time in the living room by some people that I don't really know very well. They're the parents of a niece of mine. And tell us about Mexico. Why are you going there? Aren't there a lot of people here that need Jesus? It was quite interesting. And for our listening audience, we'll tell you more about our venture into Mexico here soon. But suffice it to say that God opened a door right there. And the question that really struck me was, aren't there enough unsaved people right here in America? Why do you feel? I said, it's not me that feels that there aren't enough unsaved people here. It's God leading to expand into this area of Mexico. It's not because I think there aren't any other people left here to save. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I probably said, and what are you doing about helping to get these people in America saved?
Right.
But
I mean, it was all meant very well. There wasn't any, it wasn't in a confronting way. It was just kind of really hit me between the eyes later.
Anyone who's called to a mission,
right,
people are not always going to understand.
They're not always going
to
understand.
No matter if it's to a foreign mission field.
Exactly.
Or even to, say, become a traveling evangelist or start up a teaching ministry. Whatever it is, not everybody's going to understand.
No, they aren't.
And they're going to have questions, and that's okay.
Right. But I guess the point here is just remember all of the miracles that God has done. And when we get into this place of dwelling in his presence, then God leads us and moves us. Sometimes in areas where we are surprised that God's doing this, and a door opens that we didn't see coming a year ago or a few months ago. I did not see this coming. And so a year ago right now, we weren't even on Starcom Media. God opened that door in January. So the point is staying in the presence of God, staying in his presence. Listen to this song, I Came to Worship You by Terry McCallum, and it'll just bless you. And then we'll talk more on the other side of it.
I came to worship you. I came to sing your praise. I came to love you, Lord. Your holy name to raise.
Praise God. Lord, we do worship you today. You're our King, our Lord, our Maker. Lord, you are the reason we are praising. We're praising you, Almighty God. Nan, did you have something that God gave you?
Yes. I love it when you worship my name. Your worship is a delight to me. Worship me with all that is within you. You sing out of your heart to me. I delight when I hear from you in this way, you worshiping me from deep within. If you haven't ever done this before, now is a great time for you to begin. Get in a quiet place where you feel comfortable. Then begin to pray to me and praise me. You will feel me engulf that place, and in me you will feel oh so free. Go ahead, try it. You won't ever be the same.
Whoa, that's specific instructions there. Mm-hmm. Oh, what were you hearing there, Pastor Jim? I mean, that's great for our listeners, really.
Ooh. And very likely specific for someone.
Right, yeah. Nan, go back over that little, well, actually, that section in there where it's given specific instructions of how to get into the presence of the Lord.
Get in a quiet place where you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Then begin to pray to me and praise me.
Yeah.
You will feel me engulf that place.
Ooh, praise God.
And in me, you will feel oh so free.
Whoa, praise God. Get praise and worship music going. Pandora is an excellent source of that. You can get it on your phone, your tablet, your PC, whatever. And there's so many categories. Contemporary Christian music, like we play a lot on here. Worship music, some of that we've been playing today is worship music. You would call it that. You wouldn't call it contemporary. You call it more worship. But it absolutely changes my attitude. It changes my whole day when I take time to listen and worship with songs like this. You know, Pastor Jim, what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. I love to sing praises because, first of all, we're commanded to do it, but
yes,
for a very good reason. God
we
comes
are.
On the scene.
Yes.
And it also helps us to refocus off of all the stuff that might be going on around us and focus on the one who can change those things.
Amen. It does. It refocuses. That word focus has come up all through this show mm-hmm. today. And, you know, when our lives are as busy and hectic as they are, and we all acknowledge that we all have busy lives, but if we want to really become who God wants us to become, we must put an effort into it. We must make time with God. We've been saying David set aside special people that would lead the congregation in intercession, in prayer, people that would thank God, people that would tell God about his love, that his love never quits, people that would worship God. And it was a call to focus on our spiritual lives. You know, so often we focus on making a living, and we all have to work, me included. We all work. But when we go days and we realize we haven't been praying or we haven't set any time to praise God and to worship him, things don't go nearly as well as they do when you're spending time, when you're focusing on your creator God, the one who loves you, created you, and has a plan for you. Talk to me, Pastor Jim. Whoa.
Well, that's true. We have to, that is true. We have talked so much about focus. And I think of the line in Scripture, you know, turning away from all those things.
Yes.
And turning your eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
Putting your focus on Jesus.
Amen.
Because you can focus on all the stuff.
Right.
That's going on, and not a bit of it's going to change. It's only going to seem to get larger. You know, it's like what Jesus said in Matthew in the Sermon on the Mount. Can any of you, by worrying, grow another inch?
Right.
You know?
Right.
So Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all this stuff will be added to you.
It will be.
If you focus on Jesus and you're seeking his will for your life,
right,
then all this other stuff going on is not going to amount to a hill of beans, and God's going to take care of it.
It really matters. How much, it's so important how much we focus on God in our lives and whether or not he has any place there. You know, if this is kind of new to you, get your Bible, start reading the book of John, start reading the book of Psalms. Those Psalms, so many of them were written by David, the one we've been talking about today. He wrote down God's miracles. He wrote down what God was doing in his life. I love Psalm 3. It says, you know, I'm a mess. You know, people are surrounding me, but you're my glory and the lifter of my head, God. He's writing these to God, and that's a great thing to do. Write to him and talk to him and say, here's how I'm feeling. And then he'll write back to you. He will. He'll talk to you. Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Well, and one thing, you know, when you emailed us about what we were going to be talking about.
Right.
And I read 1 Chronicles 16. And the other thing, David praises and worships God. Then he launches in kind of as a reminder, rehearsal of everything God did. Okay,
right.
You established this covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, with Jacob. You brought us out of Egypt.
Right.
Kind of
reminding us. We need to be reminded.
Rehearsing all the deeds that God has done.
Right.
And we need to do that too.
We do.
Not just, you know, not just in our own lives, but also remember.
Right.
Remember, God established that covenant with Abraham so that we could be saved.
Right.
I mean, talk about a little pebble starting an avalanche.
Right, exactly.
You know,
yes.
when God called Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, that culminated in Jesus going to the cross, dying, rising again, and which means that allows us to be saved.
Amen. Amen.
So just that one little step of faith by Abraham started this avalanche of salvation.
Oh, absolutely. So it's all about what we spend our time thinking about. It's all about how important it is to thank God and praise him on a daily basis and not just get caught up in our own little lives. Nan, you want to talk about all that?
Well, it's easy to get caught up in our little lives.
It is.
You know, and you know, everyone's under so much pressure at their jobs. I mean, I talk to all kinds of people who, I mean, even at my school, everyone's talking about how much pressure they're under, you
right.
know, and everyone's under pressure and everyone's under pressure. And then, you know, if you have a spouse, if you have children, if
right.
you have an ill parent, you know, you have someone you're caring for. I mean, everyone has a lot going on.
Right.
But if they can just steal away just a few minutes, it can be life changing in their stress that they're dealing with.
Oh, absolutely. It can. And because God is an amazing way of bringing peace to us, which we just finished that series on peace. And if you missed that, go to our website. There's a bunch of shows on peace and how to walk in God's peace. And when we are walking in that, then the stuff that the enemy is throwing at us to try to distract us from the presence of God, that stuff just kind of bounces off of us, you know? And we begin to realize that it's more important that I stay right here centered and focused on the presence of God in my life and keep peace as a important priority. Peace, joy, hope, all those things as priorities in my life so that I don't get drugged down by all the junk that's happening around me that the enemy, the devil would try to just absolutely get you unfocused. So that's what we've been talking about, Pastor Jim. Woo! I don't know about you, but I think it's been a really good show of really redirecting
right.
our lives.
Redirecting and refocusing.
Yes. Has for me. I've gotten a lot out of it.
Oh, me too. And I needed to hear these things today. I needed to be reminded of these things today. Because God is calling each one of us, and not just the three of us, but everyone who's in a relationship with Jesus.
Yes.
He calls each of us to a life of service to him. And what I do may not be the same as what anybody else does. And that's great because we're each of us unique. Our gifts, our callings are going to be different, but God calls us to walk in those and to focus on him.
Yes.
And start to refocus away from the other stuff, because we've got to walk with him.
Right.
Look around us. I mean, this world is crying out for solutions.
Right.
And we're the ones with those answers.
Amen.
And unless we can focus our lives on Jesus and walk with him on a daily basis, he will use us to put people in our paths, like he just seems to like plop people down in front of Nan.
Right.
Like, do they parachute into the school or what?
They do, evidently.
But, you know, but I mean, seriously, it's...
Well, that's,
you
know, because she's open to that and
exactly.
is willing to be used of God. That's why
exactly.
that happens.
And imagine, even just the three of us or those of us at Beacon, imagine if everybody who called themselves a Christian
right.
said, okay, enough of the junk, enough of the playing around, enough of the garbage. I'm going to serve God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my might. And I'm going to do what he's called me to
Amen.
Do. There would be such a revival.
Oh, my. And that's where we're going. That's where we're headed, because we are determined to proclaim the wonders of God in our lives Amen. And proclaim that God loves us and cares about us. His love never quits. We give him thanks today. His love never quits. Dear listener, God loves you so very much, more than you can even imagine. And his hand is extended to you. Come to him today and just walk with him. Receive him as your personal Lord and Savior. If you haven't already done that, invite him in into your life so that you can become all that God has for you to become. Ooh, a final quick word from each of you before we get out of here. Nan, you have anything?
Yeah, I just want to read the one verse again of that poem.
Okay.
Get in a quiet place where you feel comfortable.
Yes.
Then begin to pray to me and praise me. You will feel me engulf that place, and in me you will feel also free.
Ooh, amen and amen. That's exactly right. Woo, Pastor Jim, final thought?
Yeah. For some reason, that verse in Romans came to mind. Romans 13, the night is far past. His coming is closer.
Yes.
And,
yes, it is.
You know, that's just been burning in mm-hmm. me, is that we don't have the time to play
right.
anymore. God's calling us to be real with him, with ourselves, and with each other.
Amen.
And to focus.
Focus
to
on
focus
him.
On him. And the way to do that, like we said, this entire 2 hours is praise and worship.
Yes. Get in there. Start thanking God. Start praising him. It's been a great show with Pastor Jim and Nan. We have loved being with you today. And we hope you'll tune in again next week. And you can always catch these shows on our website, www.bohmglobal.com. BOHMglobal.com. Go back and listen, tell a friend. And remember that if you need somebody to pray for you, write us at prayers@bohmglobal.com. You can write me, pastor@bohmglobal.com. Or my associate pastor, Pastor Jim, who you've been listening to today. And we'll be happy to respond to your questions and talk to you. Pastor Jim@bohmglobal.com. God bless you. Have a great week. And it is not far to Jesus. And we hope that you will join us again next week on Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. God bless you and have a great week. It's not far. It's not far from here.